Chapter 9, Hubris, Brussels, October 1576. Brussels was blazing with autumn yellows and reds when Latham finally clattered through the white stone archway of the Hotel Ravenay to begin Mary Queen of Scots' suit to free herself from English captivity by marrying Don John of Austria, natural son of Emperor Charles V and Lady Barbara Blomberg. Latham had requested a meeting with Lady Barbara, saying he had an important private matter to unfold. Weeks later, she'd agreed. As he stabled his horse, he reviewed what he knew about her. She'd been just 18 when a jaded Emperor Charles fell for her voice. It had begun accidentally. She was pretending to be a boy, substituting for a famous chorister who'd fallen sick just before a command performance. The solace the Emperor sought from repeated musical performances became sexual, resulting in illegitimate Don John. Emperor Charles had married her off to an imperial knight, Hieronymus Kegel, who died in 1569. There are rumours that during her unhappy marriage, Blomberg's voice had sickened. If so, it had recovered with the freedom of widowhood. She lived on a modest pension from Philip II, occasionally performing for guests. Her invitations were prized by those for whom probity wasn't everything. Now, 20 minutes early, lute in hand and heart thumping, Latham walked across the courtyard. Squelching fallen chestnuts underfoot, he opened the door to the main building and climbed to the first floor landing. He was blocked from getting further by a group of officers and townsmen. She was rehearsing, male voices and a solo soprano floating down accompanied by a spinet. The uninvited locals were eavesdropping. It was the motet Grief Hath Besieged Me. Basses and tenors interwove like hemp rope being plaited, while a silken soprano soared above in phrases so long that they seemed to defy the gross need to breathe. The imperceptible change of texture when breath did occur imbued the sound with otherworldliness, arousing the listener's profound yearning, a soul stretching to its maker. This is what Emperor Charles had to own, Latham realized. Too soon, the motet ended. The eavesdroppers exchanged glances but didn't move. The door opened and five men trooped out, chatting eagerly until they saw the listeners. "Get out, knaves, or pay us." Done with spirituality, they pushed the eavesdroppers downstairs. Latham waited, then returned to the landing as a viol da gamba and cornet were tuning up. Secular songs began. A troubadour love song, a sarcastic ditty on a miserable marriage, a martial ballad of Spain routing Moors. The soprano duetted with fast instrumental lines. Latham had never heard the style before. She must have invented it. At one moment, her voice was liquid gold, pouring from high to low when following the cornet. A string of shimmering diamonds tossed into the air when imitating plucked spinet scales, low with urgency when improvising with the viol da gamba. She made the instruments sound all wood, brass, and gut, compared with the vibrating resonance that was her body. Latham's blood tingled, his own body travelling to very far places. But she'd pushed her accompanists too hard. Into this glorious cosmos, foul notes from the spinet, a staggering inability to keep up, a jagged tailing to silence. "Turd fingers! Muse murderer! Dung sucker! Get out of my sight! You're dismissed! Out! 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 The voice down from the ether, violent guttural, pottery breaking, the clang and jangle of metal hitting a keyboard. The door banged open and a man backed out, clutching his bleeding forehead. A sheepish cornetist and gamba player followed him. Latham ran upstairs and walked in. He came face to face with a middle-aged woman bent over, face flushed, her chest heaving with incandescent fury. "Lady Barbara, I am enchanted," he cried, sweeping off his hat and bowing. Straightening up, he thought, "I'm to conduct this suit with my most obliging manners. How do I begin?"